Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Volter, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Rebecca McCollum, date of birth 1/28/1959, date of procedure April 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Christina Medrano. Sorry, she's a referring physician. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Volter. Procedure performed is colorectal cancer. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma GERD, comma dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as among the two, are explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated from anesthesia service, among the anesthesia care period, a well lubricated anterior gastric scope was introduced into the esophagus, remains in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex was obtained in the cardioperitoneal area, suction from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position and direct examination. Period. A well lubricated lymphocytic monoscope is introduced directly when the man's in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the pensuro cecal valve and complement of filtrate. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, greater retroflex, is the same as the rectum. Period, Boston bowel prep score is graded as A. Seven, 2-3-2. Comma, good prep period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications findings. And upper endoscopy, the proximal esophagus did appear to have candida, comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. And given the dysphagia history, next line, the Z line was regular at 39 centimeters from the break block. Next line, distal esophageal biopsies were obtained given the history of dysphagia. In all four quadrants. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and spleen at each pylori. Next line, there was duodenal sweep erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology in this area. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma biopsies obtained. To relapse celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was an approximately 12 millimeter linear cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter cecal polyp that was abutting the ileal cecal valve that was removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there were two. Ascending colons, sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was pandiverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plant and follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, given the evidence of candida, will prescribe patient fluconazole to be taken for 10 days, 200 milligrams on the first day and 100 milligrams for the consecutive 9 days following. Period. Rx was sent to the pharmacy. Next line.